Okay, and we usually come in at this point to the drop of the music. This is, I should say, good evening to RBN listeners. This is the Barton Report from Republic Broadcasting in Round Rock, Texas. PJ Barton is my name, and we're here today live, real live program today on this Saturday, 10th of August, 2019. And, of course, the news of the day, which supersedes everything, just saying to Ken there on the engineering side. Jeffrey Epstein, did he commit suicide? Was he murdered? Or is it all a spoof? Is he being shipped out to, I just got an email from a very good source, shipped out to Switzerland for the surgery job, you know? And we don't know, but we would like to see the body, wouldn't we? I wonder whether people actually forget to ask that question. Will we? Can we see the body, please, and the funeral? And maybe he'd be lying in state in Chase Manhattan Bank or somewhere. They'll have to pick somewhere suitable, wouldn't they? I said, well, first of all, when I heard he was arrested, this is a dreadful mistake, because that is going to put the clamps on the Department of Justice. And all Obama's, there's 4,000 lawyers, I believe, working in the Department of Justice, and most of them are Obama appointees, and they are covering up this. They should have went for the Podestas and the Pizzagate people first, and then everybody would have been swept up in it. But that was a big mistake. But I wonder if they pull this off again. And never mind that phrase, the Clinton body count. We'd have to do a program on that in its own right. That'll be at least a three-hour program. And we'd like to talk to... I haven't heard on the networks recently. Nichols in, what's his name? I keep forgetting his first name. Larry Nichols. And you know he's in very bad health. But, whoa, Epstein. But like all the big splashes in news, it's not what you think. And the news from the insider, Lou Tavares and Deborah sent this. They're back at base, I think. And it says, Epstein is not murdered. He's still alive. En route to Kazirajan, K-H-A-Z-A-I-R-I-N, run plastic surgery clinic in Switzerland, where they will do his teeth, eyes, nose, chin, and then he retired to Israel as a national hero or in some other nation with no U.S. extradition. Just like Giselle Maxwell's father did, he was a master Israeli spy. So I said, don't fall for all the psychops. I think that sums it up. I think really, really do. I two other articles here, I'll probably skip them now. But I think that really says it all. It's, we're in the midst of super, super, super criminals on a colossal scale and a gutless media who can't look up the time of day. If it's not on Google, they're not interested. But as Mike Adams is saying, isn't it obvious? Jeffrey Epstein was murdered because dead men don't talk. He's going with that one, okay. And just a brief piece from his piece. This post won't be lengthy. The story is so simple that everybody already knows what's happened here. Jeffrey Epstein was found dead in his cell at 7:30 a.m. this morning, Saturday. According to the police, he was under a suicide watch, but he was and he wasn't, and he was taken off it. And then the disappeared... or the murder occurred, we don't know. There's a very good graphic of his cell in the Daily Mail. It's brilliant. And there's nowhere to hang yourself. There really isn't. Which was, of course, a designation placed on him, the suicide watch on him roughly 2 weeks ago, to set up the backstory for what just happened. And it's a wonderful photograph here of Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Clinton leaning across a table in front of a screen, like they're having a drink in a bar a few years ago. Yeah, it's very well placed, this photograph. Go on to naturalnews.com, you'll see it. One of the latest story in the last hour. And said Jeffrey Epstein what's the phrase they're using? Arkansided. Yeah, Arkansas, yeah. Murdered for the simple reason that dead men don't talk. And Epstein had a lot to say that would have implicated Bill Clinton and dozens of high-profile, and I mean dozens of high-profile global power brokers who happily raped young boys and girls that were provided by Epstein as part of his blackmail-based wealth creation scheme. So the hearing, the hashtag Clinton body count is already trending again on Twitter, and the death of Epstein raises the total number of people mysteriously found dead after possessing potentially damaging information on the Clintons to about 70. I think it went way above that a few years ago. No political couple, Bill and Hillary, has, in brackets, have left a longer trail of body bags behind them as they carried on an increasingly treacherous, treasonous series of high crimes against this nation. Hillary Clinton pre-sold her anticipated presidency to the highest bidders on the international stage, collecting hundreds of millions of dollars in the Clinton Foundation, which was little more than a funnel for corruption, bribery, and payoffs. Anyone who possessed information that could have exposed the Clintons was mysteriously found dead. In fact, the most dangerous profession in America is working for the Clintons. Indeed. Understand. By the way, I raise this again and again. Has anybody heard of the American Mafia recently? No. No, they're merged with a lot of organizations, you see. They're fully employed. Understand that if Hillary Clinton has won the had won the presidency, Donald Trump would right now be in prison facing charges of treason, thanks to the fact that the Obama administration had set up an elaborate stage hoax to falsely claim that Trump was working for the Russians. The plan was to have Clinton's Department of Justice charged Trump with treason, sending a message to anyone who might think about challenging the deep state ever again. Well, anybody in the alternative media as well, or anybody Christian or conservative, were to be exterminated. The Clinton's plan, that's where the false news rollout was so ready. They didn't know where to aim it after. They were so shocked that Trump won. Clinton's plan for the total rollout out of the authoritarian regime also included the mass arrests of independent media leaders, including myself, Mike Adams, who would be charged with carrying out espionage by working with the Russians to try and steal the election for Trump. This is why the list was published before the election. It was actually in an arrest list of websites to seize, shut down, and criminally prosecute for daring to criticize Hillary Clinton or Obama. Yeah, prosecute or not. When Trump became president instead of Hillary, the tech giants used the list as a blacklist to deplatform, demonetize, and ban every website on the list. Realized that if Hillary had won the presidency, we would all be in prison right now, and probably suicided, just like Jeffrey Epstein. The thing is, this deep state conspiracy is still being run by the criminal wing of the FBI, the bunkered up Obama, Barack Obama, and Hillary loyalists inside the bureaucracy. But William Barr and Trump have turned the tables, and we are now just months away from criminal prosecutions of numerous deep state operators. Well, we've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. I doubt it. We'll see. We were following orders from Obama and Clinton. That's why the deep state, third page, has the blacklist, the black hat faction of the corrupt FBI is now just desperately running every op they can imagine, from false flag shootings to murdering Clinton enemies who might be able to name names. Over the next 2 to 3 months, you are going to witness the deep state pulling out all the stops, running every mass shooting they can initiate, and possibly even carrying out a 9/11 scale mass terrorism event on the U.S. soil. Make no mistake, these are being run by Obama, Clinton, loyalists inside the FBI and other agency. And this is Mike Adams talking. They are the very people who are about to be criminally prosecuted by Trump's DOJ. Again, this is a chorus line we've been hearing for 2.5 frigging years. And they are now operating in sheer desperation mode. Well, we hope so. Willing to kill anybody it takes to start a new civil war, or blame Trump for all their own violence. Do not be surprised if you see bombings, mass poisonings, mass shootings, and even buildings brought down. These are being run by the FBI, which is America's most experienced terrorist organization. To get up to speed, you need to read this article from All News Pipeline, which reveals how the El Paso shooter was tied to the CIA's MK Ultra assassination program. Even Ann Coulter is now publicly saying Jeffrey Epstein probably didn't kill himself at all. It's absurdly obvious Epstein was taken out to make sure he didn't implicate the Clintons. Only a fool would believe the Clintons aren't involved. Sure, Epstein probably deserved to be taken out, and he's now burning in hell for his crimes against children, but the Clintons have managed to silence yet another person who had held damning evidence against them. And America continues to be partially run by the most dangerous, treacherous crooks, pedophiles and murderers our world has ever seen. They're called Democrats, and they hope to destroy America, mass execute all Christians and Trump supporters, annihilate the First and Second Amendments, and roll out the authoritarian left-wing society run by snowflake libtard lunatics who scream tolerance while they shoot you in the face with guns they confiscated from conservatives who stupidly wanted to get along with the radical left. Sure. Well, we're very near a gun grab now in America, that's for sure. Things are coming to a peak here, folks. He goes on to say, the day of reckoning is coming soon for the Clintons and their accomplices, including Comey, Brennan, Clapper, and others. Even more shockingly, the day is also coming that CNN will close its doors and shut down because it will be utterly discredited for its complicity in the massive criminal conspiracy that has zero credibility remaining. And he said, finally, nothing is so desperate as the Democrats who don't know who do know how to start a civil war. They have no ethics, no limits, no respect, no rule of law. This is why all Democrats must be removed from power everywhere across the country and prosecuted for their crimes against us all. Final line, it's time to end the regime of terror that the Democrats have unleashed upon America. Gee, this is all part of it. That's for sure. And on and on and on it goes. But there's two more stories I'm definitely not skip down because we're describing the bleeding obvious, really. But just to cheer people up, this trail of sanctuary cities, Los Angeles faces an imminent bubonic plague outbreak due to the rampant homelessness, etc., on so many, many levels. Ethan Huff is writing this piece, and he's saying, the City of Angels is on the verge of succumbing to a deadly disease epidemic thanks to an out of control homeless problem that's bringing back horrific contagions like bubonic plague that rarely make an appearance in the first world. According to Dr. Drew Pinsky, a celebrated radio doctor who was blacklisted from the mainstream circuit for commenting on failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's obvious poor health during the 2016 election cycle, there is an imminent threat of a major bubonic plague outbreak in Los Angeles, and most Angelinos have no idea what's about to hit them. During the recent Periscope broadcast with Dibert, cartoonist Scott Adams, Dr. Drew, as he's best known, discussed the apocalyptic nature of the threat, which is a direct result of both state and local authorities refusing to deal with homelessness all over the streets of Los Angeles. Is that after correctly predicting the typhus outbreak that recently struck LA due to the serious and growing problem, Dr. Drew is now warning that bubonic plague is soon on the way and similarly travels from rats, fleas and other rodents to humans via their pets. The last bubonic plague outbreak to occur in the United States was nearly a century ago, from 1924 to 1925, and in Los Angeles before that. The best-known bubonic plague outbreak occurred in the 14th century, resulting in the Black Death that killed off one-third of the population of Europe. The only way to stop a similar outbreak from occurring in 2019 is for doctors to engage in the best heroic effort, according to Dr. Drew, and assuming the disease will spread, and he goes on and on and on with a lot of detail about it. Okay. And so the last one in 1929, etc. A lot of detail. Okay, we leave that be. But it's 37 million acres of land that has not been planted in the United States as well. That by Christmas will bring in food shortages. That really will when the SHIT hits the van. And just to cheer up Texas, I think I read this out a week ago. As migrants arrive in Texas from the Congo, media buries the medical fact that Africans carry Ebola without showing any symptoms. in a medical fact, it is a medical fact that people of African descent, well, the Congo is the one place where Ebola is rampant. African descent have enhanced natural immunity to various viral infections, including Ebola. In fact, migrants from Africa may carry Ebola and show no symptoms whatsoever. This simple, if irrefutable fact appears to be completely unknown to all US doctors, journalists, and CDC experts who claim Ebola can't possibly be carried to a US from the Congo because they often explain nobody is showing any symptoms. Well, this is a double joke because the CDC owns the patent on Ebola. We know that. Yet it is well known. It is well known medical fact that Ebola carries from Africa may be entirely symptom free. If you don't believe me, go back to the June 27, 2000 articles in the New York Times, authored by Lawrence K. Altman. The headline read, "People carrying Ebola in some cases may be free of symptoms." Well, this is the double kick that's in vaccinations too. Vaccinated children carry it, but are spreading it without getting it. That's what's happening. And the final word, he says, on the Ebola virus can also infect without producing illness, according to a new findings by the African and European scientists reported that in the New York Times, they found that the Ebola virus could persist in the blood as asymptomatic infected individuals for 2 weeks after they were first exposed to the infection, etc., etc., etc. And he goes on with a lot of other detail. But bubonic plague and Ebola, stand by. That's what's coming our way. And then if it's not disease and the rampant criminality, it is, again, the march of YouTube shutting down anybody with anything decent or Christian or the truth to tell. You are being delisted. And I told you last week, this major street protest led by Jim O'Doherty, major journalist who sued the Irish Independent for firing her and did very well out of it, but they've delisted all her channels and all her base interviews, and she has now a full-time massive campaign outside Google's headquarters in Dublin, Ireland, which is their European headquarters, and that's an ongoing battle that's carrying on. But by censoring all voices that progressives don't like, YouTube becomes the biggest bigoted bully of them all. Well, they certainly are. And they're saying here, he was writing this article, Ethan Huff. I don't know if they're going to a break, okay? Anyway, during the recent interview with Axios on HBO, Google CEO Sundar Pichai openly admitted that YouTube, which is owned by Google, plans to continue ramping up its censorship efforts in order to rid the platform of harmful content. Anyway, we'll go to this break and we'll be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So, have you heard of heavy metals? I'm not talking about the heavy metals in the junkyard. I'm talking about the heavy metals that build up in your body. Heavy metals in your body can make you feel sluggish, fatigued, and just plain off. Why not try Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com? Cleansing your body and making you feel great. No, not cleansing the outside of your body, but cleansing the inside of your body of intruders that sneak their way into you and set up an intruder camp. Life Change Tea helps remove unwanted intruder camps. Brew it, steep it, and drink in the results. Tastes great so you can create a new health habit. Our tea loves to help people. It just needs the chance. So order yours today by logging on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our Life Change Super Strength Tea is waiting. This could be a beautiful relationship. Take charge of your health. Order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
Coming back in from the first break today. This is the Bowden Report. And obviously we kicked off there with the multiple conspiracy theories about Jeffrey Epstein. Did he commit suicide? Was he murdered? Or is that a whole scam? Because all we saw was a body bag going out. He said, I wonder, will they have people demand to see the body? We'll see. But we're on to this ongoing thing, and I have to cover it, because it's getting vicious. By censoring all videos that progressives don't like, YouTube becomes the biggest bigoted bully of them all. Absolutely, we're right up against it here in Britain too. People being demonetized and kicked off permanently, and their history being kicked off YouTube. And there's during a recent interview with Axios on HBO, Google CEO Sundar Pichai openly admitted that YouTube, which is owned by Google, plans to continue ramping up its censorship efforts in order to rid the platform of, wait for it, harmful content, which is what they refer to, the truth, which is harmful content. It certainly is to them. But isn't forcibly silencing speech that powerful technocrats like Pichai personally find objectionable the very definition of bullying, which he and other members of the censorship-obsessed left claim to oppose, but proudly citing the fact that YouTube already removed some 9 million videos from the platform just in the last quarter. Well, 58 million last year, I believe, with 9 million so far this year. But Chai tried to defend his company's growing censorship tactics by claiming that this anti-free speech approach is something somehow improving the quality of YouTube content overall. No, it's bleeding to death. But once again, it's this type of anti First Amendment fascists and that leftists routinely accuse of the right of committing. YouTube is no longer just removing videos and channel that it deems as being in violation of community standards in brackets. By the way, according to Pichai, even borderline content that doesn't necessarily break the rules is now being targeted simply for being potentially offensive to some people. Oh my God. The entire world, it needs to be in a safe place, yeah, with earmuffs and bound and gagged. meaning YouTube is now arbitrarily pulling user content that its staff members simply don't agree with or like. But Pichai described this borderline, he's a Pakistani Muslim, what do you expect? Pichai described this borderline content as content which doesn't exactly violate policies which need to be removed, but which can still cause harm. Oh, really? Yeah, if it seeps into somebody with a brain that hasn't grown up or matured, was raised on Facebook. Whatever that's supposed to mean, Pichai went on to explain that in lieu of a precise legal definition of hate speech, yeah, anything they don't disagree with is hate speech, YouTube will simply decide for itself which content is hateful and remove accordingly. I mean, well, he's admitted they're criminals, meaning anybody can now be targeted for any reason. These people are playing God and a crushing monopoly, and this doesn't register in the brain of Donald Trump. It just doesn't. I think we're making a lot of progress, but the thing we are trying to do is to bring, this is a quote from YouTube and Google, the thing we're trying to do is to bring more authoritative sources and fact checks on videos, which may be controversial. Their fact check. Pichai first further elucidated about his company's censorship scheme. It's a case where we got it wrong. But that's what we are trying to do, and we're working to improve it, he says. The good news is that Brighteon.com is now available as a censorship-free alternative to YouTube. Yeah. Well, they're on to their phase two of it now. And this is all a part of this article saying leftist tech tyrants are acting just like Nazis by burning all digital content of which they disapprove. Once you wade through all of the mindless rhetoric, it becomes painfully clear that what Pichai is describing represents a type of digital book burning, and in this case, video burning, which is exactly what the Nazis did in 1930s Germany. By appealing to the fact, the false notion that YouTube somehow has the rightful authority to regulate all online content, Pichai suggests that it's also the job of YouTube to decide what's authoritative and what are facts, and a ministry of truth, if you will. It's the same position taken by Facebook, Twitter, and the rest of the tech cabal, which now view itself as the judge, jury, and executioner of pretty much everything that gets posted online. These propaganda mouthpieces have basically taken it upon themselves to police everything that internet users type, share, and in the future, even what they think. Yeah, predictive programming. Everybody with a criminal record. Just like what happened to Natural News, you're no longer allowed to speak your mind online, even when you do so off social media. Okay, we go to the bottom of the hour break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, the music is finished there. Sorry, we're back on. And as I say, we're reading the horrors of life in America today. And one other story here, we're talking about Pachai and YouTube and Google. Absolutely appalling, people. I mean, and a crushing monopoly. And again, I'm saying, what is Trump doing? What do you call him? Mike Adams has a video out. It's a long one. I named it last week. About his videos are very good, but God, they're too long, 45 minutes, for God's sake, who has time to raid through those? He says he's expecting big action soon. Well, we'll see, Mike, I hope you're right. But we've been waiting so long for action on these multi-level criminals, and the worst of all is this horrendous worldwide pedophile abuse of children, and it's the same in Britain. And there was an inquiry, came to a conclusion this week by Justice Jay, what's her name, and Brian Gerrish and the fantastic team, UK Column News, dealt with it and dissected it, and it's a whitewash. It's a total whitewash. And again, the BBC, the state, is still whitewashing and running over the massive size of the paedophile abuse of children, and children being farmed out, children in care who are the most vulnerable of all. It is a shocking scandal in Britain and the United States and Canada. Absolutely shocking. But this next piece I'm dealing with, a top Democrat finally admits that Joe Biden says as president he'd send federal agents to come and take your guns. Yeah, isn't that wonderful? Well, it's written all over him. And he talk about low IQ. He looks a bit vacant. He really does. Plus, he's in the early stages of Alzheimer's anyway. He's not going to last too long. But they said, for years, independent journalists have been sounding the alarm over Democrats' desire to circumvent the Second Amendment by fiat because they can't get enough states to repeal it. So so they can come after your firearms. For about as long, skeptics have discounted our warnings, saying such claims are far-fetched, nothing more than clickbait headlines, something that can't ever happen, etc. Very convoluted English here. It took a while, but we have finally been vindicated, and we have been leading 2020 Democrat. We have leading 2020 Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden to thank for it. In the wake of a pair of mass shootings, one in El Paso, Texas, the other in Dayton, Ohio, last weekend, Biden and every other elected Democrat and left-wing organizations have once again targeted so-called assault weapons for banning, rather than a call for allocating resources to find out why our citizens resort to acts of mass murder in the first place. There's an article further on about the five basic questions that are unanswered about these shootings, which are very revealing. And again, it looks like a black op operation. On Monday, during an interview with CNN, where else, Biden told host Anderson Cooper, who else? Anderson Cooper, what a creature he is, that gun owners would have every reason to be worried under his administration. And that's, what, 80, 90 million Americans? The right to keep and bear arms, notwithstanding big league politics, reported. As if he knew already what Biden's answer was going to be, Cooper began his interview with the statement, so to gun owners out there who say, well, a Biden administration means they're going to come for your guns, to which Biden responded, bingo, you're right, if you have an assault weapon, related California Democrats spill the beans, say gun confiscation is the ultimate goal to prevent gun violence. What a roll of rubbish. Gun-free zone, come and get us. Yeah. The fact that it shows a photograph of that crap interview on CNN on August the 6th. The fact of the matter is they should be illegal, period. Biden continues. Look at the Second Amendment, quoting Biden again. Doesn't say you can't restrict the kind of weapons people can own. You can't buy a bazooka. You can't have a flamethrower. The guy who makes these arguments are the people who say the tree of liberty is watered with the blood of patriots. We need the protection against government. Well, that's shoveling everything in like a dog's dinner. See, the man is basically confused. And that's his... Continue the article. It says, Democrats have long wanted to confiscate our guns. Continuing, he said... Joe Biden would institute a national buyback program to get assault weapons out of the hands of Americans. Out of Americans, people who, citizens of America, right? Give them to criminals and MS-13. That's basically the plan, is it? Including the 99.9% of us who would never dream of using any weapon. But knowing that the phrase assault weapon is extremely vague, it's hard to imagine that a Biden regime would scoop as many rifles into the category as possible. One thing I should get for this program is probably from the GOA, is the breakdown of gun violence in ghettos, black on black, and ghetto, and then in the broadstream population. I know it's actually falling. These black op operations are using guys that are on SSRIs and disturbed, and they probably couldn't hit a barn door or a shotgun, but they're just the patsies. They're not the Timothy McVeigh characters, really. They say, right now, there is no legal way to deny them, they're quoting Biden again, the right if they legally purchase them, but we can, in fact, make a major effort to get them off the streets and out of the possession of people. Biden goes on and on and on and on. But that's talking the false flag operations. Is the last article, Adams is saying, stand by for more of them. It's the same man. Same territory, ongoing. But I'm coming up to in a minute now a very good article by John Whitehead, who's the article is entitled in a minute or so, "The Rise of the American Gestapo: Has It Already Happened Here?" by John Whitehead. We'll come to that in a minute. But it said an open invitation to tyranny, and again, Natural News editors are saying. The FBI has published a document that concludes that conspiracy theories can motivate believers to commit crimes. Right? Considering the growing acceptance of preemptive arrest, that is, arresting somebody before they can commit a crime, that they are suspected of planning to commit, challenging official explanations such as those offered for the assassination of John F. Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, and Martin Luther King, or the official explanation for 9/11 can now result in monitoring by authorities with a view to finding a reason for preemptive arrest. President George W. Bush and Obama created the police state precedent of suspension of habeas corpus and assassination of citizens on suspicion alone without due process. If Americans can be preemptively detained indefinitely and preemptively assassinated, Americans can accept to be preemptively imprisoned for crimes they did not commit. Okay. As Lawrence Stratton and I explained in our book, The Tyranny of Good Intentions, the historic achievement of forging law into a shield of the people is being reversed in our time as law is being reforged into a weapon in the hands of the state. Well, they're weaponizing everything. An article further on today, a guy jailed for not paying a local authority tax of $18 or something like that. A SWAT team shows up. Huh? I don't know how much more the American people can take. I just know how much more. They're almost living in a prison camp as it is. The FBI document says that conspiracy theories are usually at odds with the official or prevailing explanation of events. Like they're getting in politics now. Note the use of official and prevailing. Official explanations are explanations provided by governments. Prevailing explanations are the explanations that the media repeats. Examples of official and prevailing explanations are Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction, Assad's use of chemical weapons, Iranian nukes, Russian invasion of Ukraine, and the official explanation of the U.S. government of the destruction of Libya. All of these in that category. If a person doubts official explanations such as these, that person is a conspiracy theorist. Right? Official and prevailing explanations do not have to be consistent with the facts. It's enough that they are officially prevailing. Okay, we get into an awful lot of convoluted language here, but these people know what he's talking about. But who's around that? Ethan Huff, I think. But and there's a big, the big tech wants you dead. Amazon caught removing documentaries about how to stay healthy and prevent disease naturally. Well, that's why the attacks are natural news. And this is again the 10th of August. And again, a revolting, demonic photograph of Jeff Bezos over an audience appearing like God. Well, he regards himself as God. And so ever since California Democrat Adam Schiff wrote a letter to Amazon Jeff Bezos back in March 1st demanding to know what he was planning to do about all of the medically inaccurate information on his site, the world's largest online retailer has been actively scrubbing all sorts of books, videos, and other media that deal with concepts like natural news and wellness. Well, they pulled Peter Gotchi's book again. It's only on Kindle, and they're charging maximum price for £35 sterling delivered. I did get the last copy. But anything that's helpful and useful and outstanding is being destroyed. Amazon are also, as I said last week, getting rid of independent traders outright. They'll be gone by the end of the year. Anti-vaccine documentaries such as Vaxxed, as we reported, has already been removed by Amazon. And we are now learning that films about cancer and HIV are also being pulled simply because. Well, I'll give you a better one. This week in the UK, David Noakes and Lynn Tyre, two outstanding people who had been practicing and administering a treatment for cancer, even stage 4 cancer. They treated 9,000 people and they had an 87% success rate, right? Undisputed. And every one of the people will give testimony, etc. But the HMRA, that's the controlling medicines bureau in Britain, together with the French, really on behalf of GlaxoSmithKline, seized their assets, their business, all their bank accounts, and they now have them up on charges and are going to extradite them to France. They already extradited Lynn Tyre this week. That's going on here in the UK. And Ian Crane, alternative viewer, I've been dealing with this, and a fantastic Scots guy, John Smith, who has re-established a common law court in Britain, All the courts here are admiralty courts. They're illegal. The rules for admiralty courts when they were set up was they've no business and no authority to deal with anybody, human being, if living person's crimes. It is strictly to do with shipping and trade. That's what the admiralty courts are for, but are being perverted. And David Noakes and Lintar sacked their legal team 2 weeks ago, but their legal team kept dealing with the courts and conspiring against them. How about that? So there will be endless court cases fighting this. It's as big a fight as 5G, which I'm involved in here. And then we have Which magazine, another scandalous situation. The biggest consumer magazine, which has 350,000 members, taking £87 million a year, produced a 36-page supplement on smart meters and 5G, and not a word about the risks. And the BBC did a 9-page article this last week on this unfortunate woman, a Miss Wolfenstone, whose children were waking up 40 times a night in Sheffield, which is littered with LED street lighting. And the local hospital has treated 800 children here, not even recognize LED street lighting as harmful. And they're treating these children as if they had ADHD. And I'm talking to Mark Steele, actually after this program, about where they are. I'm sending him up copies of the articles. And it is just shocking. I'm going after Witch on this one. It's just unbelievable. So we have this same kind of tyranny in Britain here on multiple levels. But the other one here, yeah, in the same article, the anti-vaccine documentary such as Vax, as we reported recently, have been removed by Amazon. According to reports, cancer can be killed. Cancer cure cover-up. Well, so I'll interrupt myself here and say the 1939, that's going back a fair bit, Cancer Act, was put through Parliament, and it was illegal to say you had a cure for cancer. And that's still the legal position that the medical profession work on today. The government and big pharma are 100% red-handed acting together to protect big pharma. And if David Noakes and Lynn Tyre had been allowed to continue their consultancy, and they could prevent 120,000 people dying this year in Britain. That is not a joke. That's an accurate estimate, and that's taken up a lot of my time this week. As two different court hearings came up, and of course they denied that this was a common law matter. The Admiralty courts are now gradually building up to an outright war with the common law, which we have discussed. John Smith and many people are trying to reintroduce into Britain, but that's a hell of a fight. It really, really, really is. But that's all of this. I cannot but cover it. And that's 5G, which is just about started here now. And I said there the last 2 weeks, the biggest pop festival in the world is Glastonbury Festival. It's just gone by there last month. About 300,000 young people attended. And Vodafone, they're a disgusting phone company, worse than the American phone companies, AT&T, etc. They had 3 blast pods at the site, blasting out 5G for 4 days on top of these young people who attended that. Right? Well, those young people have a court case, legitimate claim against the organizer. I'll think of his name in a second. And then the next day, what's the BBC do? They do songs of praise interviewing this Christian pop festival organizer. What a load of crap. He's a hardcore Mason. But again, it stinks to high heaven. Absolutely stinks to high heaven. Every level you look at in the media and the BBC, it is rotten to the core. But there you are. Okay. Go to this break. We should be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, and we're coming back in from the break, and there is so much to cover in this area. I tried to bring out a story where there's progress being made or good news, and people must think this is a morbidly depressing program, but I'm covering what is going on, the state, the multinationals, what they're doing to America, and there's a deluge of information every week. We're bringing out one or two simple stories for the moment. Air pollution police now going after wood-burning stoves. Yeah, we had that in Britain for a while, smokeless zones. I don't think they push it too hard now. But we had power cuts in Britain yesterday. I actually had heating on here for the first in August the 10th, as you believe. It was really cold last night. And there was wind whistling in through the windows here like it was living in the Arctic in a tent. It was really bad. And we've had rainstorms this week. And we've had a lot of lightning. I have a terrific internet connection here. But one thing about digital, it's very vulnerable to lightning storms. And I think all these interconnection within power stations is Wi-Fi connection. And they're not admitting it. But the big electrical storms, quite a lot this last 2 weeks in Britain. That's the dam up at Whaley Bridge that got there. North of Britain is flooded to hell. But the power cut was ripped right through the southeast of England. Stations shut down, etc. People stranded on trains, traffic lights out, and it came back on within 5 or 6 hours. But it was the lightning storms that it wasn't particularly heavy rain in the southeast, but it was. It's just, they won't admit this, digital technology is very vulnerable to the hundred thousands and millions of watts or volts that come off a lightning strike. It doesn't have to hit an item, but the outer, I don't know what the techno word is, release electricity knocks out Wi-Fi controls in buildings, and that's what happened in these power stations. One of these crap power stations connected to a wind farm in the estuary in the English East Coast, and it shut down completely. But these wind farms, why, they're absolutely effing blind when I see them. They're despicable. They'll be rusting hulks in a few years, and they won't even have the money to take them down. They're a disgraceful item. They're a total lemon being built with subsidies for total posturing of green energy. Well, what a load of rubbish. And this country... and send this to Dubai. Now, they were debating on the whole debacle of Brexit, which is very serious. If we do crash out on the 31st of October, according to Boris Johnson, we're going to have to if they don't negotiate a new deal with Brussels. And a fantastic guy who ran Sainsbury's very successfully, one of the biggest supermarket groups in Britain, Justin King, he's one of the best managers of a multinational ever. And he said in the UK, not only is it only 60% proficient in food, the UK runs on a 10-day food supply. That's stock in the stores, stock in warehouses, and stock on the road in trucks. 10 days. And if that gets interrupted, we're in trouble. And as Dubai has been saying, he's coming back to Britain in October. There's a conference in London that time. We are due to have a very, very severe winter. So, what's not to like? Okay, we go to the top of the hour break. I wish we'll be back in a few minutes.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.